All right, it's that time. Alex is in the on-deck circle about to take his turn as our leadoff guy.
Oh, it's been such a long time. To John F. Football, I ask.
What are you doing?
I haven't done football, John F. Football, in a long time. Johnny Manziel announced this week that he is planning a big comeback. His actual words were that he's doing well, and that he isn't the person we all read about, and that he will be back at some point, and that he doesn't want it to actually end like this because it can't end like this. Actually, yes, it can, Johnny, because it basically already has, and we know this because we've seen it end like this for so many other athletes. And by the way, even if you do decide to throw all of the things JFF does off the field, like cocaine, trashing houses, hitting his girlfriend, then you're still left with an undersized quarterback who lacks arm strength and any discernible leadership skills. At best, Manziel on the field is another great example of an amazing college quarterback who doesn't translate well to the NFL. And unfortunately for Manziel, we can't throw all of the off-the-field stuff like doing cocaine and punching women aside, because if you're going to be the face of a franchise, that face can't have white residue falling out of its nose. And if we've learned a few things about the NFL, it's that teams will look away from issues like that if you're one of the best players in the league. Guess what, Johnny? You ain't that. So for him or anyone else to think that JFF can just lift a few weights, do some 7-on-7 drills, and all of a sudden be an NFL-level QB is nuts, even for a nut bar like him, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I will add one add-on there. If you're talking about the 94 Colombian national soccer team or 86
yeah.
Mets,
yeah.
The actual face of the franchise did have coke falling out of its nose.
Yeah, you're good.
To New York Yankees fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
So they're playing the Red Sox this weekend and facing a lefty, Aroyd Whiffs. And all of a sudden you hear more than a casual smattering of boos in the crowd. And I'm like, really? Now you're pissed at him. A 41-year-old over-the-hill player, a shell of his former self. What do you expect? But when he comes back from a year-long steroid suspension, these morons cheered him and wore their 13 jerseys. Congrats, New York Yankees fans. You've become as deluded and desperate as SEC football fans. Well done. I'm so proud, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We're Mets fans cheering Jose Reyes.
Right.
To the NFL, I ask.
What are you doing?
So the NFL is putting computer chips into footballs. They haven't said whether or not they'll use it to check PSI levels in response to Deflategate, but they have said they'll use it to get data on kickoffs, field goals, precise locations on first down, marker stuff, ball placement after plays, etc. Kind of cool stuff. Really exact science for an inexact sport. The main issue I have, though, is that this is indeed on the heels of Tom Brady getting suspended 4 games for probably maybe talking to a ball boy about probably maybe deflating footballs. The NFL just got done telling us that tampering with footballs directly undermines the integrity of their sport, and that people who do it need to be punished as cheaters. So they go from telling us that 1 minute to telling us that not only are they going to mess with the footballs, but they're going to introduce foreign objects onto the footballs, which will affect ball rotation, the weight of the ball, a lot more than that. Man, is there a bigger example of do as I say, not as I do league than the NFL? They get high and mighty about football integrity. Then the first thing they do after it is take away the integrity of the football. I'm not necessarily against the chips or the science or reasoning behind it, but the hypocrisy of the NFL is insane with this, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And it's unlimited. It just goes on and
on. It sure does.
On and on. To Johnny Miller, NBC golf analyst, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm a fan from his playing days. Think he's a great analyst, strong opinions, great knowledge. But his remark on ESPN Radio was a little pinheaded. Says guys like Spieth, Rory, Dustin Johnson are going to regret their decision not to take part in the pointless and worthless golf in the upcoming Rio Disaster Olympics. Yeah, right. In their gated communities, after traveling to England for the British, then Baltusrol for the PGA in a matter of 2 weeks, let's go get mugged. Let's get a horrible disease. Smoke up, Johnny, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We still talking about Manziel? To Jeff Teague, I ask.
What are you doing?
Some basic facts about Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague plays professional basketball for the Indiana Pacers. Jeff Teague makes a cool $8.8 million per season to play professional basketball for the Indiana Pacers. Jeff Teague is from Indianapolis, where the Pacers play their home games, and was just traded there from the Atlanta Hawks. Jeff Teague's parents still live in Indianapolis. Jeff Teague lives with his parents in Indianapolis. That's right. A professional basketball player who makes nearly $10 million per season lives in his parents' basement. Literally. Teague told the radio station this week that when he signed with the Hawks, he bought his parents a house in Indy. And now that he sold his house in Atlanta after being traded to the Pacers, said he decided to just live with his mom and dad instead of buying a new one. And that he has no plans to buy a new one. Bruh. This is like a slap in the face to people without money. You could buy like five mansions and you live in your mom's basement. He even told the radio station that he doesn't have a curfew and doesn't have any real chores because his dad mows the lawn. Bruh, you have $8.8 million and you still make your dad mow the lawn. Hire a service. You know it's not hundreds of dollars you make, right? Millions. You are a millionaire. Your mom should not be washing your sheets and your dad should not be trimming hedges anymore. So to Jeff Teague, who needs to at least rent a condo or something, we ask.
What are you doing?
He could get Forrest Gump to cut the lawn. Bruh. He loves doing that stuff.
Bruh.
All right, to a former Cardinal scouting director, Chris Correa, I ask.
What are you doing?
Hope it was worth it. He's a guy who got caught hacking the Astros and was charged with multiple counts of corporate espionage, sentenced to 46 months in prison. That's almost 4 years for trying to figure out if Houston was going to send Mark Apple to AA or AAA, or if the OPS of Brady Aiken was in the top 10 of their winter league prospects. It reminds me of the Dangerfield joke about his dad not being too bright, worked in the bank, got fired because they caught him stealing pens. Corporate espionage and no dough lands in your offshore account. Good luck in prison. As we ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Good luck in prison.
I was reading that story, and I was like, I'm a great believer. Like I said, if I don't want to break the law, but if I do, it's going to be a caper that sets me up for life.
Yeah, you got to make it count.
Right.
You're going to be going to jail anyways. You got to make it worth your
while. I'm never going to be the guy running out of the liquor store with a bottle of vodka.
No. That's a case over a bottle of vodka.
Yep.
Over $10.
Right. Forget about it. Here's a 20.